Hello, everyone, and welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. Today, we are starting our health article. It is January 7th, 2015, and I have two wonderful panelists here with me today to talk about Bump It. First is...
Amanda. Hi, everybody. It's good to be here with you.
And I'm Campbell. Let's bump it.
Yeah. So you might be wondering, what in the world is this article all about? Well, we're talking about fist bumps. Oftentimes when we, you know, greet people, we will give them a handshake, maybe. If it's a small child, maybe a high five. Mm. That's what I like to do. I go around and give little kids high fives, and it's fun to see them react. But here we're talking about fist bumps, and now this is often done, I guess, with the younger generation, I would say. You won't see probably a lot of older people going around giving one another fist bumps, but the point of this article, it is a health article. We're not just talking about, you know, different ways to greet people, although that's a major part of this article. The point is that a study has come out that says fist bumps are safer than handshakes, and so that's why it's relevant. That's why we're talking about it, because maybe you won't get as many germs when you go to the doctor's office. Instead of, you know, shaking that doctor's hand, you can just give them a little fist bump, right, Amanda?
Yeah, I mean, it is an alternative to the handshake.
Right, that's right. And so it's something that you can also do in your everyday practice. We'll see if it catches on, and maybe there will be fewer germs passed on, right, Campbell?
Yes, that's right. And I think this would be a good article for my wife to read. She's always very health conscious about germs. She always makes people wash their hands when they come to our house. So maybe I can suggest to her that she should start doing the fist bump.
There you go. Well, we can all find interesting ways to implement the fist bump. Well, let's go ahead and take a look at our article. Let's have our first reading. So if you'll open your magazine to page 16, we'll start with the first column.
Bump It. Study says fist bumps are safer than handshakes. Researchers with Aberystwyth University in the United Kingdom won a share of a recent news cycle with a hip way to start your next doctor's visit. Instead of shaking hands with your caregiver, try a fist bump. Not because it looks cool, researchers said, but for the sake of improving public health. A brief paper titled The Fist Bump, a More Hygienic Alternative to the Handshake, set to be published in the American Journal of Infection Control, concludes the streetwise exchange transmits far less bacteria than a handshake. So fist bumps could lessen the risk of spreading disease.
All right, so what exactly is a fist bump, Amanda?
Well, if we have a look at history, a fist bump is where two people bring their fists together in a quick action.
That's right, and you see a picture there at the bottom of page 17 where a child and doctor are giving one another a fist bump. And did you have any more information about the history behind that?
Yeah, actually, I had a look at that, and I found that it first appeared in America in the 1940s. It was a way for biker gangs, and biker gangs a group of motorcycles, people riding motorcycles that traveled together. It became popular when they would sit at a traffic light, and because of the timing of the traffic light, they didn't have time to shake hands with each other. Instead, they would quickly bump fists.
That's right. Okay. Well, I did not know that piece of information. I did not know the history of a fist bump. So there you go. You know it, readers, listeners, rather, the history of a fist bump. And I use this. How about you, panelists? Do you ever give people fist bumps?
Sure. I think it's a fun way to say hi to your friends. Again, you know, I wouldn't probably do it with Doris, but like, hey, Doris, fist bump. You know? It's probably something you do with your peers, some, you know, your friends or people younger than you.
That's right.
Amanda? Yeah. I do it with people that initiate it first. If they put out their fist bump, then I'll do it back again. I think it's a more of a friendly gesture rather than one of respect.
Sometimes it's kind of awkward because you don't know if they're going for the fist bump and you have your hand out for a handshake. And then, you know, you kind of do this like handshake, fist bump. combo.
Well, there's so many different handshakes that people, you know, people will come up to you and just start doing this random handshake they expect you to know about.
Right. Mm.
And that can be kind of fun and interesting and embarrassing. But the simple fist bump is easy enough. Of course, you know, if you work with youth a lot, this could be just a way to kind of greet them instead of just the formal way of shaking hands.
Right.
And we start off this article with a research project that was done. This was done in the United Kingdom. And it says here that these researchers won a share of a recent news cycle. Campbell, what is that talking about?
Well, they have been doing reports about this study, and so it's actually been reported on. So we find that the report is talking about a hip way to start your next doctor's visit. So again, we're not just talking about a fun way or a cool way to greet someone. We're actually talking about some health issues here.
That's right. When you go to the doctor's office many times, I think especially in the U.S. or in Western world, at least, they will shake hands with you. It's just a way of greeting you. And now they're saying, hey, you can just give one another a fist bump, and it will be a way to stop the spread of germs, or at least not completely stop it. Maybe you won't pass on as many germs when in comparison with shaking hands. And we see here, instead of shaking hands with your caregiver, try a fist bump. Of course, that's what we're talking about. And a caregiver is just another word for what?
Doctor.
Right. And so they're giving you care when you go there. And so it looks cool, you know, but besides all of that, researchers are saying that this could improve public health. So that's really what we're getting at, is public health. When we watch the news, we see all kinds of problems with health these days, with different viruses going around and so forth. And so they're just looking for a simple way to stop the spread of germs, right? Mm-hmm. And so a fist bump can help at least some towards that. So what is the title of the paper, Amanda?
The title of the paper was called The Fist Bump, A More Hygienic Alternative to the Handshake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what is meant by the word hygienic?
Well, hygienic is one of the specialized terms, and it just means clean or to prevent disease.
Mm-hmm. Right, we think of personal hygiene. You know, you brush your teeth, you comb your hair, you clean yourself up, right?
Right. You might say, hey, don't eat that food off the floor. That's not hygienic, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's right, unless you have the 5-second rule, which actually, of course, is not true. They actually tested that. I watched that on TV. It's not true.
Right.
But sometimes we say if it's on the floor for less than 5 seconds, it's okay to eat. It's just a fun excuse to eat something that falls on the floor. But it's not true.
But it's not hygienic.
That's right. Well, so this is being published in the American Journal of Infection Control, and so you can go to that journal and find it there if you want more information. But we see the phrase here, streetwise exchange, and this is all, it concludes the streetwise exchange. It transmits far less bacteria than a handshake. That's all what I was already talking about. But I want to look at this term streetwise. And what is that talking about, Campbell?
When we talk about something that's streetwise, we mean that it's someone who's able to deal successfully with dangerous or difficult situations in big towns or cities where there's a lot of crime. Basically, it's just dealing with something that you might see out in the street rather than maybe in a formal situation.
Right, yeah. We look at this definition and it's not that dangerous, really. You know, that's the formal definition here. But the way it's used here, you think of like street smarts. Does someone have street smarts? Are they kind of aware with what's going on, some new things that are going on? And so this is a kind of a street smarts exchange. Just doing the little fist bump there, kind of a cool modern way of greeting people. And it says it transmits far less bacteria than a handshake. Now, Campbell, would you have ever imagined that they would have done a study on this?
No, actually, I wouldn't have imagined that someone would have done a study. I mean, it makes sense that it would transmit less disease, because you think about it, most of the time when most people cough, they cough into the palm of their hand, or, you know, they're using the palm of their hand to touch things. And so there's probably a lot less bacteria on your knuckles and on the fist part of your hand. So bumping that definitely would make more sense, that you would transmit less bacteria.
That's right. So fist bumps could lessen the risk of spreading disease. Wow. I would never have imagined that. So if you see people, doing fist bumps, just join in and maybe there will be, not as many germs spread around. Right? Well, it is funny, but it is important. Let's find out why in our next reading.
It's funny, but important. The study's conclusions may feel odd, but they're actually part of a long-held discussion in the realm of healthcare. It's tongue-in-cheek, but it's important, said Dr. Raul Carre, a professor at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine, from his seat in the hospital's emergency department. Why? Because despite the millions of dollars that can be spent to implement and supervise complex infection control protocols, containing infections in healthcare facilities, quite literally, lies first in workers' hands. Healthcare workers' hands become contaminated with pathogens from their patients. And despite efforts to limit the spread of disease, cross-contamination of healthcare workers' hands commonly occurs through routine patient and environmental contact. A recent op-ed in the Journal of the American Medical Association said, Carre and his colleagues, along with nurses and technicians, do shake patients' hands. But they're expected to rub globs of sanitizing liquid on their hands before they walk into an exam room, and again when they leave.
So the conclusions here may seem a little odd, but they're actually part of a long-held discussion in the realm of healthcare. And so people have been discussing this for a while, Amanda.
Right. I think already in 2009, just during the H1N1 pandemic, there have been several professors that have talked about the fist bump. In fact, there was one professor at the University of Calgary who said that maybe the fist bump would be a nice replacement of the handshake in an effort to prevent transmission of the virus H1N1.
Okay, so quite a few years.
Yeah, I think it's just interesting because, most of the time, for me at least, I just think of it as a simple gesture. I think of it just as a fist bump. I don't think so much about, you're transmitting diseases or bacteria. So it's really interesting that there are scientists and doctors who are studying this and looking into it. And, and it does make sense how, a handshake, just a simple gesture like that, could lead to a bigger problem.
Yeah, you don't need to necessarily spend a lot of money, right, on things just to, combat germs. Of course, that helps, but this is something that's free. And you can just practice it and hopefully that will help. And we see that this is in the realm of healthcare, the realm meaning an area. So the area of healthcare. And next we hear from a professor at Northwestern University. And he says it's tongue in cheek.
That's right. And that is one of our vocabulary focus words. The phrase means intended to be understood as a joke, although often seeming serious.
Okay. And so, if you take things kind of tongue in cheek, it might seem like, they're joking, but they're actually kind of serious. So that's this situation here. It sounds kind of funny, but actually they are being quite serious about this. And he says it's important. It's tongue in cheek, but it's important. And he's talking there from his seat in the emergency department. And then we have the question, why? And what's the answer?
Well, because one of the biggest concerns in hospitals and healthcare places is the spread of disease. So they want to make sure that infections are controlled. So they spend millions and millions of dollars to implement and supervise complex infection control protocols, or just really just rules and different things that they do to keep infection from spreading.
That's right. And so if you implement something, you kind of put that into practice. And so they spend lots of money, tons of money. They pour into this. And that isn't necessarily going to solve the problem, but it helps. But the fist bump is also helping.
I remember we earlier did an article just about hygiene within the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we talked about were the filters that they used in the airplane, and that they were hospital-grade filters. So we're talking here about the millions of dollars they spend on implementing things. One of those things are the filters. The filters are supposed to get rid of the viruses or the different things in the air. But what they're trying to say is this simple action of a fist pump could help, you know, reduce the cost of things like having to get those filters.
That's right. Some of those things that they're doing are very complex, but this is simple. And they have these protocols in place, these rules that they have to follow. And but a lot of it starts with the workers' hands, right?
Right. I like how they said that containing infections, which means that keeping infections from spreading, is actually, quite literally, lies first in workers' hands. So it literally, it's in their hands. The disease is in their hands.
And that's a play on another phrase, right?
Right.
We often use when something is in somebody's hands, we're saying it's their responsibility.
Mm.
They're responsible for it. But like Campbell said, they're actually meaning it literally as well as having that double meaning.
Right.
You will see that in this article at least one other time. Tomorrow's lesson, you also see a play on words. And that's always fun when you're writing to kind of, you know, insert that, a play on words that makes the writing more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very good point, Amanda. Well, next we see that healthcare workers' hands become contaminated with what?
With pathogens. Now, pathogens are small organisms that can cause disease. So when we cough into our hands, we can create pathogens in our hands, the bacteria and the germs. And these things spread disease, and they can get people sick.
Yeah, and doctors, they see so many patients, and so their hands are often contaminated, and so this causes the spread of germs. And we see, despite efforts to limit the spread of disease, cross-contamination is also a problem, and cross-contamination, it spreads from one area to another. So it goes from a patient's hand, for example, to the doctor's hand, and to another patient comes in, and then it goes to their hand, and so these germs are being passed around. And this is very routine, right?
Right. I think of even, of course, you're shaking hands with different people. But once you've shaken someone's hand, you know, maybe you pick up a pen and that pen gets shared with other people in the office, or you put your hands on the desk or the table. And then, of course, then somebody else is using that. So that's where that cross-contamination takes place.
Mm-hmm.
I think it happens in a lot of because we can't see it. You know, germs are at a level that we can't see.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't realize, oh, it's going to be on that cup, oh, it's going to be on that pen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it can take place.
That's right. And you're right. We come in contact with so many germs. Sometimes we hear the word germ and we think, oh, you know, but we're really coming in contact with them all the time.
Right.
And our body, you know, rejects that and fights against that,
mm-hmm,
a lot of the time, or even most of the time.
Right.
And so, you know, we get all upset about it, but it's still good to reduce them, right?
Right, sure. I've heard that if germs were red and we could actually see germs, pretty much the whole earth would just be red. Like, you just see red everywhere. And, I mean, everything we touch basically is germ. It's covered in germs.
Mm, mm.
Yeah, so that will, I don't know how that makes you feel, but maybe you say, well, forget about it. You can't really, you know, do away with all germs, but it's good to try and reduce the chances of picking up germs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this information, it comes from a recent op-ed in the Journal of the American Medical Association. And an op-ed is just, it's a page or section of the newspaper, and it's expressing personal opinions, okay? And so that's what is going on here with this statement. And then we continue with more information about Carr and his colleagues, Amanda.
Right. They say along with nurses and technicians, they do shake patients' hands. So doctors, nurses, technicians, perhaps even receptionist staff, administration staff, do shake patients' hands.
Okay. And they do this because they, you know, they want their patients to feel warm and welcomed when they come into the doctor's office. But They don't just shake one hand after the other, right, without doing anything. What do they do?
Well, they're expected to rub globs of sanitized liquid on their hands before they walk into an exam room. So here we see a protocol that they follow is that before they walk into an exam room and when they leave, they need to sanitize their hands. So we're talking about those that the sanitizing liquid where they squeeze into their hands and they rub it all over. I remember when my daughter was in the hospital, we'd need to do that every time we go visit her. We'd have to sanitize our hands and we'd need to wear a mask and also a sanitized gown. So this all goes into the cost of the infection control that we were talking about earlier.
And usually it's made up of alcohol. So I think we even saw that take place when the bird flu was, you know, people were worried about the bird flu. Businesses, just public locations, they all have the alcohol glob or liquid for people to just to sanitize their hands.
Yeah, a glob is just an amount. You just put a glob on your hands or, you know, you kind of think of a lot of something, really. But you would see these in public locations and in different countries, you know, because these viruses are going everywhere. And so it became very common to see these, you know, the sanitizing liquid in various locations. And you still see them today, right?
Actually, my mom is a nurse. And so growing up, when I would go to visit her in the ward that she was working on, I can remember the smell of this glob, you know, the sanitizing liquid. And it always made me feel safe because I thought, oh, at least they're sanitizing their hands. So I'm not going to get any of these diseases.
Right.
And a lot of people carry that around with them.
Right.
You know, ladies carry that around in their purses.
Sure.
And, you know, I don't like it if my hands are really dirty because I feel like you're putting this on and it just feels nasty. You're not actually getting it. It doesn't feel clean.
Well, yeah, I mean, it doesn't replace washing your hands. I think it definitely kills the germs, but if you've got dirt on it, you can't just use the sanitizing liquid to wash the dirt off.
Especially under your fingernails.
Yes,
you know, sometimes you've really got to get in there and scrub that stuff out.
Well, it's great for when you're traveling. You don't have a bathroom nearby and you want to stop and get something to eat, but you don't really have any way to wash your hands. Right. I think that's the best.
It's great for kids because, I mean, with kids, you have to, like, pick them up and take them to the bathroom and then have to pick them up and wash their hands in the sink and then put them down and dry. It's just, you know, just give them the glob and then their hands are clean and then they can eat.
Well, as we said earlier, this is all kind of funny, but it does kind of make sense that you just give people a fist bump and it will hopefully reduce the amount of germs that are transmitted. So the next time that you visit a doctor, you can maybe take the initiative and give them the fist bump first. If they're not accustomed to that, well, they might look at you kind of strangely. Or maybe you could just wave, I guess, right?
You could. But I think it's not, you know, the fist bump isn't just where we'll find it on the street. You know, we talked about streetwise and how the fist bump has come from the street. But I think it's very interesting to see that even very important people have used the fist bump. Mm-hmm. And people have taken notice when they used it. Researching for this article, I came across the fact that Barack Obama and his wife, Michelle Obama, they actually fist bumped during one of his campaign speeches in 2008. And that became such a big publicity thing that they called it the fist bump heard around the world. So even famous people are fist bumping.
Wow, well, there you go.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is with the fist bump, it is kind of like, it's just a sense of camaraderie. You know, when you shake someone's hand, it seems kind of formal, you know, but when you do the fist bump, it just feels a lot closer, a lot warmer, a lot more, you know, just like, hey, you know, like, just that you're pals, you're friends. Mm,
that's true. It's more of a friendly gesture.
Yeah, and so I think it's something that's kind of fun to do, and it's nice that there's a more important reason behind it as well. You know, you can kind of look cool for a reason. I don't know. Maybe you don't think it's cool. Maybe you think it's weird. But I think the point here is whether it's a fist bump or some other way of greeting, you can think about, you know, if you are sick don't spread, try not to spread germs, of course, you know. Sometimes we just continue on with our lives and we don't think about, you know, what we're touching. And like, you know, if you're sick, don't shake someone's hand, just kind of wave or something like that. Mm-hmm. Don't, you know, intentionally, of course, just shake someone's hand when you know that you're sick. So these are all things, that practical ways that we can, you know, think about when we are sick, and we can try to not spread those germs. Well, as we end today's portion of our article, I want to ask our panelists just for one thing that they want to pull out of this article that they want all of you to remember from today. I'll start with you, Amanda.
Okay, I think the word streetwise is actually a very good word. Of course, in our specialized terms, we did talk about dangerous or difficult situations on the street, but I do think it's more than that. It's what's happening on the street, or what's commonly known in society for the common man or the everyday person. So we have often used that in even fashion that you find on the street, you know, that's streetwise fashion. So it's not just reserved to dangerous or difficult situations.
Okay, and Campbell?
I like the word hygienic. I think this is something that we should all be aware of, is our hygiene. When you eat, make sure you wash your hands. When you go to the bathroom, please wash your hands. If you're sick, wear a mask, wash your hands. Can I just say wash your hands again? Because as a father, you know, when your kids get sick, it's a big headache. So I am all about keeping my children healthy. So if you want to touch my children or touch me, please wash your hands.
All right. There he was up on his soapbox. And, well, I like the term tongue in cheek. I think that's, you know, something good to use when we're thinking about, you know, how this is used in kind of a tongue in cheek way. It's kind of funny, but serious. If you can think of different ways to use this term tongue in cheek, and what's behind that, even when you're writing or saying something, if you say something in kind of a tongue in cheek kind of way, it makes what you're saying a little more interesting, right? Mm-hmm. And then, of course, that's great in writing as well. Well, we have more to talk about tomorrow in our health article, so we hope you will join us once again for Bump It tomorrow. Until then, this is Brandon,
Amanda,
and Campbell
saying goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.